angel. Hi, love. Welcome to Giving Hell. I'm your host, Helly. Giving Hell is your safe space to be a hot mess of a human while connecting to your higher self. We talk about health, wealth, and self-love, along with manifesting your dream reality. So go ahead and rate and review and share with your friends because everybody's looking for a brand new podcast. You guys, today, this episode is absolutely insane. I'm recording the intro before I recorded the... I'm recording the intro after I recorded the episode, so I'm just beaming. Like, this episode, if you don't... Oh, my dog is puking. No, not on the bed. Not on the bed. Not on the bed. Not on the bed. In the bed. Oh! She did it on the bed. Sorry about that. Bianca must make every single thing about her. Let's get back to the podcast. So today I did an episode with my friend Jay. You can find her all over social media, Jay Silk, JAYE.Silk. She's a model. She's an inspiration to all. She's one of my greatest friends, and I'm so excited to introduce her to you guys. She recently discovered manifestation through my videos and has made absolute magic happen. This woman has created worlds, and she has such an inspirational testimony that I must share with you guys. If you've never listened to any of my episodes, this is the one that you need to listen to. This is the one that will change your life. This is the one that you should listen to over and over again and really let it sink in, because I'm just gonna let her talk, okay? I'm just gonna let her tell her story. I can't tell it better than she can, so let's just get right into it. There's no coincidence great enough for what is going on with you and your journey and your life and everything that has happened for you in these last, weeks. So I just want to share that story with the people that listen to this podcast, because to me, your story is like so much more inspiring than anything that I've been mm-hmm. through. Like, I'm more inspired through you and your testimony than I am through my own. So when did you start hearing me speak about manifestation? Like, can you remember like a first like piece that stuck with you?
I think like what really pulled me into it, because you were speaking about this for like a minute, and then you were talking about going to New York, and then like when I started like, you know, talking to you personally and then like actually seeing the shit like unravel, it caught my eye, because like I already knew this is something that really happens, but then like you were sharing your like every step, and then you're like, hey guys, like I'm being super transparent, I'm not hiding anything, I told you guys how I made this happen and this is actually happening for me. And then I was like, holy fucking shit. And I'm just like thinking in my head, like, okay, first of all, I know you would never lie to me. And then secondly, I'm like, dude, what would it hurt? Like, when people think about manifesting and not, like, why wouldn't you? Like, if someone could tell you that this could possibly give you everything that you desire, then why wouldn't you at least try it?
Literally, there's nothing to lose. Worst case scenario, you're exactly where you were when you started trying to manifest. And actually, on that topic, where were you when you first started manifesting?
I was actually at my parents' house. It was last November. It was November of 2022. And at this point in my life, I really feel like I didn't really have much. Like, I literally just was kind of going to work. I was at the point in my life where I'm like over the party scene. The relationship, that's just like a joke. Like, and then I just wanted more. And then I was like thinking to myself, like, dude, like I'm young, I'm single, I don't have any kids. So like, why do I keep on trapping myself into this little ass space? Like, what the fuck? And then, so I was like thinking about your videos and shit like that. So I actually went to go buy some journals, guided journals, just because I love journaling, but like I wanted a little bit of direction. And then I know that you also shared quite a few examples of what you can do, what type of journals you can buy. So I bought a few guided journals and I was just like, okay, I was trying to figure out exactly what I wanted to manifest. But then I was like, I was inspired by your story, because you chose the city that you wanted to be in. You're like, this is the lifestyle I want. This is the city that I want. So instead of starting small, I just dove the fuck in. I'm like, I want to be in Austin, Texas. I want a good paying job. Like, I want to be creating art. Like, I want to be around like-minded people. And I just kind of like dove like initially, because I did a bunch of different practices after that, but my first practice of manifestation, which blew me away, it was exactly what I'm doing right now, like less than a year later. And it is, like, as you said before, it can be super intimidating, because as everything started to unravel, I still have my moments where like I'll be like, wait, is this like, is this actually happening, or am I just like,
is this a coincidence, or is there something?
But honestly, I think that people should treat manifestation the same way that you treat everything else. Like, you know, every day that you want to shower, you know, every day that you want to eat, you know, every day that you want to drink water. So what does it look like to like make this a part of your well-being? Like, just take those few minutes out of every fucking day. That's all it was a few minutes out of every day. Mm-hmm. And then just dedicate it to like yourself, because I feel like so many of us, we get so wrapped into, I was stuck in the, okay, work, eat, sleep routine. Mm-hmm. Like, what is that? That's not even right, living. Right. So it's like,
yeah. It's not inspiring.
No.
It brings nothing but dead end experiences. Yeah.
Seriously. And it makes you feel like, okay, what am I even working for? Because you'll work, right. work, and then still be in the same spot.
Right. When you do get caught up in that like work, eat, sleep routine, and you're kind of separating yourself from those spiritual practices of meditation, manifesting, and really getting in tune with yourself, when you do find fulfillment, or when you are searching for fulfillment in that like work, eat, sleep, like, sometimes even when you get there, when you achieve the goals that you put out on paper and you're in those spaces, because you didn't take that time to like bring your spirit with you, like, I know it's with you, but just like for lack of a better way to explain this, like, because you didn't focus on your spirit as well, your spirit is still stuck where it was before you achieved those goals. And you're not even able to appreciate what you have achieved because your spirit is so low. You know what I mean? So you're so right. It is necessary. Even beyond just manifestation, it's spiritual and mental health. But I want to know what, like, so you got the journal. What were you writing down? Like, were you just following the prompts? Were you scripting your manifestations? What were you writing?
So initially, I was following the prompts. So this first one was basically like, I bought a manifestation journal, and this other one was just like a guided daily journal. And so I did both of them. So the guided journal, basically, it helped me so much because it cleared your mind for the manifestation journal. And it basically, it forces you to really think about it. So I remember the prompts. I don't know why, but you would write down what you would eat every day, because it's, you know, ideal to have three meals a day. You would fill in, like, they had little like icons to fill in how many cups or bottles of water you drank that day. You would write down a goal, like what physical activity that you wanted to do that day, because like, even if it's like 15 minutes of walking, yoga, like whatever, stretching, it would just make, it makes you really think about like, holy shit, like I did not do any of that today.
Right.
You would write down something that made you smile that day. Write down a quote, a lyric, or a song that kind of just matched with the vibe of the day.
I love that you remember all of this.
Yeah. Because I was writing it down faithfully. Like, I love that journal.
Oh my God. See, and I love that. And I really do want to emphasize that you found the success in this because you genuinely put that time in. Mm-hmm. I don't even think that I've been that dedicated to like any journal ever, outside of like my own scripting. This is why your whole journey and like your story and everything, and we're gonna get to it, but that's why your story specifically has blown me away. Like, just the quickness in which it happened blows me away.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen somebody like manifest something as big as you have as quickly as you have. Like, you started and you went big.
I know.
And I do want everybody listening to realize that all of this happened because she put the work in, because she dedicated that time to herself. She remembers everything that was in that journal. Like, she was dedicated. The manifestations are ingrained in her mind because of how much time she dedicated.
It is.
Sorry, keep going.
So after like the lyric, the favorite lyric, quote, or song, you would write down your four major large goals. So my four major large goals, it would be something that I wanted to accomplish within the next 6 months or year. And then underneath that, it was three small things that you were going to do today to get closer to one of those goals. So you would have to hold yourself accountable. Yeah. Like, and it would almost like, not even trying to be like a guilt trip thing, but it kind of kept you in check, because it's like, okay, you did this on the third, you went to work, you did whatever, but like, what did you do to get closer to at least one of those major goals, so you're not in the same spot?
That is so fucking cool. I think I'm actually going to implement that, because I have like huge goals, but I do notice myself putting a timestamp on something and being like, oh, in 6 months, I'm going to accomplish this, or I'm going to have this. And I can fully believe that I can see myself accomplishing it in 6 months or XYZ. It's not like I'm picking a far out time period for me to be able to accomplish something. But then every day for those 6 months, I'm not putting in any like work. I'm just, you know, doing the manifestation without the inspired action. So if I were to literally put in even just 2 minutes a day for those 6 months, you know, because I have the goals right in front of me and the actions that need to take place for me to get there every day, darling, then I might actually get somewhere. I think something we don't talk about enough is the inspired action behind the like desire aspect of a manifestation. Like, you can want all you want, or you can say, I have this, or I am this, or I XYZ, and speak it into existence, or attempt at least. But if you're not putting in that inspired action, we're not really going to get very far, darling. Like, you have always been such a big dreamer. You were like the one that walks into the party and is like, bitch, I can't wait till we're rich as fuck. Talking about our future careers, you know, just so excited about the abundance in our future. But also at the same time, you are the one that is working from 4 a.m. till 9 p.m. every single day, putting in the work and putting in the work into yourself, your hobbies, your passions, your actual job. Like, you, superwoman over here. No, but you have no issue putting in the work, you know, like, you don't drag your feet. And that is truly why I believe that you have found like this such success to manifestation. Like, the two things that are going to attribute to your great current and future success is you're such a big dreamer.
Thank you.
But like it's your big dreams and your big actions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, your ability to just never fucking quit and dream so big.
Thank you.
It's so inspiring. Okay, so I want to know, because you had mentioned the first time you manifest, you went big. The first time you even tried to manifest, you went super big. And I want to get into that. Well, let's give a little context on our relationship. Jay and I grew up in a town outside of Chicago. And just recently, like within the last couple weeks, she moved to Austin, Texas. And things for her have been just like overnight, this magical like explosion of abundance surrounding her. Like, it literally was one day we were back in Austin for her birthday, sitting by the pool, talking about how maybe even, you know, like, it would even be a far out thought for her to move to Austin in 2023. And then 1 month later, she's like, yeah, bitch, I'm actually going now. Like, it's happening now. And it's so funny because I remember sitting there, you know, not to like have any doubt on you or anything like that, but going along with this timeline that we were talking about, to where, you know, you couldn't get there until next year because of all these blocks and all of this. And I just, it's just the way that you removed all your blocks so quickly was just so incredible to watch. So I want to know, like, I know you were telling me bits and pieces of how magical that experience was, but I would love if you could just share that with the audience real quick.
So honestly, I think, when did the magic really start happening? Honestly, I think the magic started happening when me and you were at the airport, and then I finally got off the plane back to bitter cold Chicago. It was freezing, and then I felt like all the little magic and the butterflies I felt like got ripped out of my body.
Like some post-party depression.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's when I had decided, like, I literally, like, not to get too much into it, but I'm not gonna lie to you, when I came back home from Chicago, it was just like traumatic experience after traumatic experience. I actually came back to like a lot of crazy things happening in my personal life. And I have like, well, we all deal with like our little episodes of anxiety and depression and stuff like that. And I felt it trying to happen. So yeah, I would say like because I already knew that I wanted to move in Austin. Mind you, this just like a refresher, just to give everyone a timeline. I wrote this big manifestation down in November. Then I was journaling all the way until like, I think I kept it going throughout the summer, but I didn't really reiterate on my larger goals. But I planted that seed, and then I did all of the small work underneath it. And I hadn't even really taken a peek at my bigger goals in a long time. That's the crazy part about this story.
Wait, pause. I have to insert. This is such a powerful piece of manifesting when you forget about your goals. Or like when you put something out there and it's not in the front of your mind every single day, because when it's in the front of your mind every single day, let's say like your thing is like, oh, I want to be a millionaire, right? Every day when you wake up and that manifestation is on your mind, like, oh, I want to be a millionaire, what you're going to think about naturally, you know, unless you're just like the most perfect manifester ever, is the fact that you're not there yet, right? And so just that thought alone, just thinking I want to be a millionaire and I'm not there yet, is going to create resistance in our manifestations. But the fact that it wasn't in the front of your mind anymore. You already sent it to the universe. And so every day you're not thinking about how it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
You've just let it, you've buried the seed, and you, like, every time you think about your manifestation again, or you're like, oh, I want this, I want that, you're kind of like digging that seed back up and being like, has it grown yet?
Right.
And
then burying it exactly. again.
But when you really bury it, and the work that you were doing was like the nutrients in the soil, like all of this journaling, that is what is going to help enrich that plant to help it grow. But keep going. Sorry to cut you off.
No, that's exactly true. And I'm really glad that I did that. And I didn't even really do it intentionally. It's just that I was just trying to, you know, stay with the guide or whatever. So we ended up going to Austin for my birthday. It was a ton of fun. And then when I came home, it was just like, I feel like it was the universe's way of telling me, like, are you sure you're going to keep doing this? You sure you're going to keep on getting off that plane in this cold ass area? Do you want to, you know? And I felt like I started to get like a little depressed about it, because it was like, I was so freaking unhappy. But the thing is that in journaling and manifestation, you actually take care of your mental health in ways that you're so unaware of, because it forces you to dig like beyond, you know, what you might normally do, or even like mine had me doing yoga, and that helped me a lot. So it's like when I started to feel that little like feeling of sadness and not really wanting to be there anymore, you know, I feel like the old me would have like sulked into it. But like, you know, this new stronger version of me were like, okay, well, then we're going to do something about this.
Right. We have tools now. We don't have to let like the wave take over us.
And that's what changed it all for me. I promise you. Like, I was just like, I finished up that summer semester of nursing school. And, you know, it was just, I was just like, why not do this right now? Like, this is, it's even hard to even explain, to make it sound like, what
I even remember, sorry to cut you off, but I remember like we're at the airport and you're even talking about all these like excuses as to why it has to be later and later. You're like, maybe I'll take 6 months off of school and then I'll go back to school and then I'll move to Austin, or maybe I'll do this, or like there were all these reasons why you in your mind were putting you were like putting up blocks that literally in reality weren't there. And had you subscribed to those blocks, had you not gone home and been like, actually no, I'm gonna, you know, take all these excuses and shove them up somebody else's ass. No, I'm just kidding. Right. Like, if you didn't take that, and also you having the knowledge that you can take this depressive episode and spin it into something positive, like you having, or you knowing that you have that control, is a game changer in itself. Like, had you been sitting in that shower and your mindset went straight to, here comes another episode, like as if you had no control over it, as if like, oh, well, here we go again, which I've had that thought many a times back when I didn't understand how much, you know, control I do have over my own thoughts and my own, you know, energy. Like, but without knowing that, like, it's crazy. But just like, just having that knowledge that you have more control than you think, or you have as much control as you think, I guess that's the best way to put it. You know, if you don't think you have control, you won't have control. If you know that, like, you know, if you think you do and you know you do, then you do have more control over, you know, where you're at. And I think that maybe this was the first time you faced that beginning of that downward spiral with the knowledge that, like, I actually don't have to go down this slide. Like, I really don't have to. Like, I'm stronger, I have more ability. And not to say that you didn't have that ability the previous times maybe you faced a potential like depressive episode, you know. It's just like that piece alone just shows how powerful the mind truly is. One little nugget of knowledge prevented you from going down a depressive spiral, and instead of going down that depressive spiral, you removed yourself from like a depressive area. Like, not only did you like take your mind from it, but you physically brought your body to a new location to experience new joy, new opportunity, new this and new that, which is insane that instead of a depressive episode, you chose like, I'm actually gonna level up. not only a little bit, not only like I'm gonna take baby steps, like I'm gonna take the biggest step I ever have taken in my life instead of a depressive episode. That is fucking badass. I just want to say that, like, that's badass.
Thank you.
So then,
but
I want to hear, sorry, no, what were you gonna say?
No, I was gonna say, you actually hit right on the head what I want people to hear too, is that Sometimes it is your environment. I promise you, when I tell you guys I was doing my journals, writing everything down, doing my yoga, going to work, like doing everything on paper sounded good, but sometimes it is literally your environment. Sometimes it is the fact that you are growing and some of the people around you are not. So you kind of feel yourself, you're moving, but you're not.
You can't, you can only go so far when you're attached to people who are, you know, not leveling up with you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's what it is. Honestly, I had to get out.
You know what's so funny? It's Mercury retrograde right now. And so I've been like talking to a bunch of people from my past lately. And one of them is my like first boyfriend ever back from Lake County. And I hear myself on the phone with him. And I'm like, I am the same person I was with him.
Yes.
Today. Oh, you know what I mean? God. Like, I'm not that person anymore, but I hear myself like saying mm-hmm. like the same like mean shit I used to say, or like being more angry than I am in my like being today. Like, I don't know. It's like this way you revert back to who you were with those people. Like, so
that's
yeah, I agree
very
with that.
Real.
Like, sometimes you do have to rip yourself from your environment. I did that a long, long, long time ago. And that was one of the best decisions I made, just because I didn't have what it was for me is that I was living my life based off of a narrative that people had about me, not my own story that I wrote for myself. So, oh, people think that I'm, you know, a sloppy drunk that's at every party that, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I thought that people thought about me. So then I thought that about myself and I filled those shoes. Once I left those people and I didn't have people around me that saw me as, which I shouldn't be using other people's ways of seeing me to see myself, but at the time I did, and me removing myself from that scenario was, I was able to kind of like refresh or restart like who I am, because you only are who you think you are, you know? Yeah. Like, you're nothing more, nothing less than who you think you are, right. You know? But I want to hear a little bit more about like getting you here, because I know that like it was a decision, but I think that I remember you telling me there was like obstacles that started popping up, and I want to hear more about that and how you just kept fucking going.
So I think one of the big ones that everybody is going to face when they move is that you get so worried because financials, because like, that's just it. Like, we all have car notes, we have car insurance, we have all these things. And I feel like that's what keeps so many people like in that same spot. And then, so I don't want to say my company's name, but I was working for the biggest dialysis company at the time as well. So it was just like, that the obstacles that were coming up was that bills were coming up. I wanted to know, basically I was afraid to, at that point I knew what I wanted. I knew that I could do it. I got offered a job in Austin, but then like any other journey that there came that doubt. Mm-hmm. So there was family obstacles. Then there was like the financial obstacles, because I would like stack a bunch of bread. And then like a bill would be like, oh, hey, girl, you forgot about me. You thought she was going somewhere. Like, and then it just like, I had everything ready. But like, I guess in the back of my mind, I have like this little doubt where I was like, okay, you could really just give this gig up and just stay here, because we know that it's going to be comfortable for you. Like, and that's, and I think that was the hardest push for me. And then when I physically started hearing people around me saying, no, she's not going nowhere, I was like, okay.
No, I'm really going.
Like, yes. Isn't it crazy that sometimes we need people to doubt us? Like, literally, when people started doubting me, I was like, okay, so even if I had to work 3 jobs and live out my car, baby, I'm gone. I'm gonna figure this out. I do not care. And then that's when, like, when I start letting go, that's when everything just started happening. That's when this new company just started, they offered me more money than I initially was trying to even get. That's when I told you, when I was on the road, I ended up coming up on even more financial support that I was not. It's like, as once you start taking those steps forward and just letting everything go and then trusting whatever you believe in, whatever, you know, if it's the universe, higher power, whatever, when you let go and just believe, I promise you will feel yourself get like floated along. And then that's when I started telling you that I was like on this whole, I feel like I was on like some euphoric trip. Like, it was wild. Cause I'm like, when you open that first door, all the other doors, they've been waiting the whole time to be open.
I've had the key my whole life. I was born with it, but fine, I'll open it.
Yes. That's exactly what it is. More more people need to know that you have the key the whole time. Like, just let go and do it. Because what's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is you fall on your feet, fall on your face. But guess what? That's why you get back up. Like,
you're not going to fall on your face. Like, there's no life that you walk through where you make every right decision all the time. Everything is easy. Like, we all know that doesn't exist. That isn't the reality. Like, life is kind of,
yeah,
the learning happens through like the trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm. The only way that you grow and become, or like add character to your journey, is through like the fuck shit. But I want to know if you're comfortable sharing. I want, like, you told me that your mom called you. You mentioned a little bit of it, but you skimmed over it, where you said, I had this like financial blessing come in. Are you comfortable like saying?
Yeah.
Because yes. I think that is, oh, such a beautiful, my God. Like, piece of testimony. Okay.
Yes. This was like when, this is literally when I was like, y'all, like, because I'm a Cancer, y'all know I'll be emotional and everything. I was like, I'm not gonna cry. And I'm gonna just be transparent. After, like, initially I was gonna come down here with $5,000, but then I had to get new tires. I had to get completely new registration on my car. I had to get everything for packing, and everything was just like stacking on. So at this point, I had already dropped like a couple bands of thinking like my move-in money. So I'm driving. I'm literally, and this sounds so fake, but I promise y'all, I have the receipt.
She went anyway. She was like, fuck it, I don't have what I need, but I'm gonna just go anyway.
Yes. I was like, I'm gonna go with it, and I'm gonna figure it out. Like, I promise you, it, like, there's so many ways to make money in America, but we're not gonna get into that. But we just hit the border of Texas. And then my mom calls me, and then she was like, you got some money. And I'm like, okay, whatever, mom. I don't have time for this. It's 100 degrees. Like, and she calls me, and then she was like, there's a check in your name for, how much was it? $2,700. Man, I just, like I said, I think that in the midst of it all, and like of moving, of working crazy and like doing everything, you just kind of forget. And like, sometimes when you do plant seeds earlier on in life, because it's not the first time this has happened to me, but it's the first time it's been this much. But it was literally an unexpected check. She was like, yeah, you have money here. And if my mom wasn't overbearing and had no boundaries, I wouldn't have even known, because she opened my mail. Like, again, this is all just part of me letting go. And even though I had to spend more than I was expecting coming out here, she mailed the check to me the next day, put that down in an apartment. And like, now me and my friends are about to be neighbors in this really beautiful complex, like
with two pools, like literally paradise.
It is. And it is because I let everything go. I just put down what I want to happen. I said, I have the tools to make this happen. Secure some type of income, like whether it's your skill set or social media or a job, whatever, just have something coming, and then just go.
Honestly, because the thing is that you, even though you had your one plan was, I'm going to be able to move with $5,000, that's going to cover me for like my first month at least. It's going to be able to give me time to get my, you know, once you start a job, there's still about 2 weeks before you ever get a paycheck, you know. So you were like, okay, I'm gonna do all that, but then the universe was like, sorry, actually, life comes in the way. There are bills. And you could have said, fuck, I need to stay back and save more money. Like, I'm not going, right? But the universe is so fucking divine, and you chose yourself, and the reward was that check came. Because that check was from a while ago. You know what I mean? It didn't need to come that day. But you got word of it the day you crossed that fucking border for a reason. Like, divine timing is always fucking perfect. And when you bet on yourself, you will always win. Like, it's truly insane. And I just think that that is such a beautiful piece of the story, where it's like, you left regardless. You're like, I'm just going to go. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'll be short some money. Like, I don't care. But because you didn't, like, be like, fuck, I'm short money, I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. You left feeling abundant. You got there with more abundance. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you got there even more abundant than you left. So I love that. That to me is just like, that's one of those stories that you literally hear on a podcast and you're like, oh my fucking God, that's not real. And I'm like, no, but that's my friend. I know her. She told me about it. And then I told my podcast about it. Like, it's not a story from a podcast. It's a real story.
No, straight up. Because I feel like, honestly, if I would have stayed behind, you know, who knows if my mom would have even saw that check. It could have just get lost in the mail or whatever. And I would have just stayed there, and I would have been unhappy. Like, I literally felt like, for some reason, something like steered her into like, okay, well, she's gone. I'm going to go through all her mail.
Right.
And so she did. And it worked out. It worked out great.
Okay, so first night in Austin, how did that feel? Like, you're here. What was the feeling that
honestly, night? It is. If I'm going to keep it 1,000 with y'all, sometimes I still feel like I'm going to wake up and be at my mom's house or something.
You'd be having dreams like that you're in Lake County and then waking up like, oh, thank God I'm not there.
Because if I cannot emphasize enough, I have been one of those people that literally, like you said, I've always been a dreamer, but I sincerely felt like this type of shit just doesn't happen for people like me. I don't know what that even means, but for some reason, I just did
it. It's a limiting belief that a lot of people have, so speak on it.
Yes.
Because you can get rid of that shit.
You can. And then we get on social media and we scroll and we fantasize. I'm like, oh my God, I want that. So the first night in Austin, I felt like, okay, this is just vacation. Like something, you know what I'm saying?
Something's going to happen. The other shoe's going to drop. Yeah.
It started to feel more real when I had my first day of work. I just started this past Monday. But like the first and second day of Austin, it was just kind of like, it kind of felt like almost like a when you're a kid again and it's Christmas Eve and it's taking a million years for Christmas to come. And it's just, it takes you on a whole mind trip once you start to really face and accept the fact that you can truly have whatever you want. Nothing is out of reach. There is no lifestyle that is like, I don't care who tells you what, there is no lifestyle that's unattainable. Like, and then even coming here, so many of the people here, they're so encouraging. They're so like, you'll just be randomly at Applebee's and start having a conversation with someone that owns a business and wants to have a meeting with you. Like that type of stuff happens here. You just have to put yourself in that position to be accepting of those things.
Receptive mode.
Yes, literally. So that's what I just, like I said, the first few nights coming here, it just felt like a dream, honestly. Cause it's
yeah.
Yeah.
It felt like just like another time that we're going to visit Freddie. Like it felt like a visit.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. That's exactly. And even Fred will tell you, he'll like sometimes come out of his room and he'll be shaking his head like, I cannot believe you're here. Not like me either.
Oh my God. No, it just makes me so, it makes me so happy. And you, I mean, you just like, I can't express enough how much you blew me away in like your, I mean, it was like such like a lack of fear, and I know that there was fear and I know that there was doubt, but you were just like, we're doing it. And I was even like, it wasn't me moving, but I had those same like stressors and fears in my mind that like everybody gets when you make those big moves. You just blew it out of the fucking water. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just like when you are making the right choice, the universe will back you 110%. Yeah. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Like I said, it was one good thing after another. Like I have not had anything, I want to say like anything really, like, okay, let me put it this way. I feel like in my old location where I was, it was kind of like, what's that analogy people say when there's like so many people trying to make it to the top, like the crab analogy, and there's so many people like trying to tear you down as you're trying to make it to the top. I don't know what it is.
Oh, like because a crab can't crawl out of the pot because yes. All the other crabs are like pulling him down.
Yeah. I feel like leaving that environment and then moving to a space so much more positive. I don't know. I feel like I'm still trying to retrain my brain to understand that that's no longer the environment that I'm in. Because I'm right. Telling you, it's just been, even with these apartments are pretty bougie. Like I was, they were like, okay, we'll get back to you within a week. And I'm just like, I'm nervous. I already put down money into this. And then they sent me that email like literally the same day. And I do not have an 800 credit score or nothing like that. So just putting that out there. So it's just, like I said, I think the biggest thing that I want people to take away is just start anywhere. It doesn't matter. And then like write something down that's so wild. Write down that you want to own 3 houses in South Beach in 2 years. Like write that down and then do the small work and you would be surprised.
I love that. I think that I think I'm going to take that advice. Just the way that you just said that, where it's like, just go shoot for the fucking moon and then just do the small work. Like do the groundwork. Literally shoot for the moon and then do the groundwork. Like that is, I mean, like, I don't think I've ever seen somebody take, like, small advice, like small pieces, and really like take it where you've taken it. Like, you're like, okay, so you said that I can manifest anything I want. Bet. I'm gonna manifest my own fucking island. Like, you're like, bet. Mostly people are like, okay, I'm gonna try and manifest like $20, and you're like, no, I'm actually gonna manifest my own empire. Thank you.
And then you make it like, I feel like people too, I know people on TikTok, they're listening, like, go back to her old videos and like really pay attention. You really laid this out like this, like you put the blueprint out there. And what people need to understand, it's not one of those things where you have to just like, okay, I wrote it down and now I'm not where I want to be. Like, actually figure out which style of manifestation works the best for you, because everyone is different. But it's just like the steps that you showed us, and like how, like I said, it was so many different videos and instructions. And I think everything comes down to, I think everyone, you just believe in yourself. Like, don't just say you're going to write it down and then just throw the paper away. Like, let it dust, collect dust. Like, actually believe in yourself and actually believe that you can do it. And yeah. And yeah, it's so wild. That's why I had to cut. You're literally the first person I hit up when I got approved. And I was like screaming in the phone. Oh my God.
The whole time I was so fucking happy for you. The whole time I'm literally telling my friends, they're like, okay. I'm like, no, but you don't understand how great this is. You don't get it.
No, it's crazy.
It really has been such like a incredible journey to even just walk.
Wait, how did you, I never got to ask you, how did you start with it? Because I know that I'm not the only person that you've helped, but like
when did I start manifesting?
Mm-hmm.
So the first time I ever heard about manifestation, my friend, I was actually in a rehab. I had like a Xanax addiction for a little bit, and then I was in rehab, and one of the girls there was talking about the book called The Secret, and she was talking about, there's a documentary and a book, but there's a piece in it where this little boy, they kind of explain the difference between manifesting a want and manifesting a have. Like, you could say, I want a bike, I want a bike, I want a bike, and you're going to manifest more want of that bike. And as soon as the boy was like manifesting, like, I have a bike, and he was visualizing himself ride the bike.
Yeah.
He got the bike, right? It was like a gift given to him. Somehow the universe brought it to him. And my friend was explaining that piece, and I didn't, you know, I listened to it. I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. And I think I used it for after you leave your rehab, you go into a halfway house. And I had a friend, the same friend that was telling me about The Secret. And we wanted to live in the same halfway house, but there's a rule that if you come from the same treatment center, you can't live in the same halfway house. And I was like, no, like, we're going to use manifestation. If manifestation is rule. If manifestation is real.
Yeah.
If manifestation is real, we're going to use it, and we're going to be in the same halfway house. And me, her, and our third friend, all three of us got sent to the same halfway house, which was like against policy. And so I was like, okay, like, this might work. Like, it goes against, you know, like, things that can't happen. You can make them happen through these like thoughts. I forgot about it for a while. And maybe like a year later, I was with, I don't know if you know Isaac.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I was with him. I went to go pick him up from some bar, and he was wasted, pissing me off. Like, he's like my brother. So he was just annoying the shit out of me. And I was so stressed. Like, he took me, my stress levels from like, I was at like a 3. This man brought me to a 30. He was pissing me. He was pissing me the fuck off. So I drive him home, and I go and I sit in my bed, and I'm just like so irritated from this drunk man. Like, I already dropped him off. He's not even with me, but his presence that I was with is now still affecting me. So I was like, I need to watch something calming on Netflix. So I go on Netflix and I see The Secret, and I was like, oh my God, that's the documentary where she was talking about the bike and yada yada yada. I put it on. When I tell you, that changed my entire life. I couldn't shut the fuck up about it. I was telling all my friends about it, because I was like, oh my God, this is what I use. This is also what I've been doing. Like, naturally I was already doing that, because, you know, growing up I was like in a less than favorable environment, and so I would just like make these jokes as like my coping skill and be like, oh no, everything's perfect, my life is so great. And because I started to joke like that, things started to improve, and it just got better and better and better. So that was really like the beginning for me. And I do recommend, it is a very boring documentary, but I always recommend The Secret, just because it really lays it out for you. And it shows you like how they talk about how, you know, like the founding fathers used this. I don't know if they're a good example of great people, but you know what I mean? Like, they just talk about how this is like something that has been around forever and ever and ever. And that was the beginning for me. And I haven't been able to shut the fuck up about it since. So. I'm only here to preach about it.
Yes.
That is my purpose in life, to just talk.
And sharing the knowledge freely. You share so much knowledge freely. Like, that's awesome.
Well, I love that. I love when people take it. Like, I love, right. You know, sometimes the things that I'm saying, it's not necessarily like my opinion or things like that. It's just like, oh, I have this message that I have to tell someone.
Right.
And then I give them advice. And now I sound like the annoying person that's always giving people advice. And I know that people think that of me. I know people are like, stop preaching to me. Stop giving me advice. Stop telling me what to do. And I'm like, it's literally not me. Yeah. Like, I just have listen, I know it's coming from me in my mouth, but I promise you it's not from me. But when people actually listen, and then I get to see like the validation of like what that word meant, or like, you know, that the word was actually for them, it kind of just like validates my own shit. But enough about me.
That's awesome.
but on that note, I do love that you took the advice, and I love watching it like work for you in insane ways, you know?
Thank you.
Because this isn't my method. This isn't like my teaching. You know what I mean? I just happen to teach somebody else's teaching.
Yeah.
I love it. And I do thank you so much for sharing this, because I know that like it's not new for you, but like the success of it, like this kind of, I feel like this has given you so much more inspiration and motivation to like manifest more, you know?
Yes.
Which is fucking insane, because you started so big. So, like, I cannot wait to see how much bigger you get.
Right. It's about to get even bigger.
Is there any, like, do you have any other questions, or, like, any other, like, pieces that you want to share?
I would like to leave everyone with this. I just want to put a super emphasis on this, even though everyone thinks that it's, like, so cliche. I really want everyone to understand how magical life is. And again, I know that sounds like some little fairy doll or whatever, but life really is magical. And then we are not here for a long time. So it's like, if you're not doing exactly what you want to do, if you're not waking up and excited about what you're doing or who you're around or where you are, please change that. please change that, because you will find yourself so much more happy. And again, we're not here for a long time. So
I love that. I love that. And Jay is proof that those blocks that you have up in your mind, you can take them down overnight. Like, you can knock those walls down overnight and decide tomorrow that, oh, no, it actually can happen for me. And I'm going to make it happen for me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But I love that. And then can you tell the people where they can find you?
You can find me on Instagram at jay.silk. That is jaye.silk. And I am new to TikTok. TikTok, I have the same handle. I'm going to start sharing more of my journey as well on there. And the more things that I start doing in the like artistic environment in Austin will also be on there. So.
Yes, please go follow her TikTok at jaye.silk, S-I-L-K, because she just started vlogging and started posting videos, and I love that. And I want us all to encourage her to continue doing that, because I want to see the journey too. I do. I'm very excited. And I thank you so much for sharing on my podcast. Like, truly your story. I cannot wait for people to hear this. It's so incredible. And I'm excited for chapter 2 on this journey. I'm excited for chapter 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 and 11, blah, 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 blah. And I also can't wait to come to Texas, because it's going to be your home, and me and you we'll be like, fine, bye, Freddie, and we'll go to your house instead of his.
Exactly. It is going to be up. It's definitely
the moment
up.
He has a slight attitude, we'll be like, fine, bye.
Right. Bye. We got to get his snacks first, and then we'll go up and say bye.
Okay, I love you, Mommy. Thank you so much for joining us.
I love you, too. All right.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.